We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
To know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's come aboard.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Thursday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. And we come to you live for the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Coming up this hour on the show, the Browns did the right thing. They found a fan who had spilled beer on an opponent last weekend against the Titans. They identified the fan in the video, and they banned him from the stadium. Good for the Browns. I'm happy to see that the Browns are standing up against poor fan behavior. That's what we need. What was that? Hang on, I'm getting a news bulletin. Oh, that was the wrong fan? Ooh. Oh. They misidentified the That fan wasn't actually in the stadium that day. Well, we're going to have to discuss this coming up here in about 15 minutes from now. I can't get over this Sam Darnold mono story. I can't get over it. I'm racking my brain. Has there ever been a starting quarterback in the NFL that's had mono and missed games because of it? I'm serious. I mean, you could take all different types of injuries. Throwing shoulder, elbow, ACL, ankle, clavicle, neck, spine, anything. Anything. Mono? Mono. Tom Brady has basically not missed a game outside of 1 year where his knee was ripped off by Bernard Pollard. In 20 years, he's going to play until he's 45. Sam Darnold should have an immune system like three times old man Tom Brady. He's got mono. And during the season. How could it happen? How could it happen? I never want to ever hear a Patriots fan say, well, you know, the AFC East has really competitive teams. We've got really good rivalries. You know, it's not that easy to beat the Jets twice a year. It's not all that easy to go to Miami in September. They've got a really good home field advantage. You ever try to go to Buffalo in December and try to win? Shut up. The Jets just lost their quarterback because he's got a high school disease. I'm doing some research on this. Is he married because mono is the kick? The kissing disease. It's known as the kissing disease because it's spread by saliva. So you got to swap spit. Essentially, it's extreme fatigue. A viral disease, symptoms similar to those of the Epstein-Barr virus. You're basically tired all the time. Fatigue, fever, chills, malaise, or body ache. Could also be sore throat, swollen tonsils, headache, nausea. Okay, flu would be one thing. Flu, all right, maybe I could understand the flu. Mono? Out indefinitely? We don't know when he's going to come back? This should be a young, strong, viral young man, and instead, he's collapsing because he's too tired on the couch?
Can I run a theory by you? And this might shock you. This comes from me watching the news of late.
Oh, boy.
Mono has been spreading lately, and you know how?
How?
The kids in these jewels.
Oh, my God. Now you sound like my grandparents.
No, but that's what they're saying.
You know what I'm seeing? The kids in these jewels.
I understand
they're that. They're eating Tide Pods. They're smoking the jewels. They got mono. These millennials, they don't know what they're doing.
But think about it. You're swapping spit. The sharing of these jewels. Who knows? Maybe Darnold's a jewel guy when he's not around the system. or the place, the facility.
So your theory is that
I don't know that
a starting quarterback in the L, in the NFL, the L makes it sound like a really cool league.
Right.
This is just the L. You're telling me a 21-year-old starting quarterback in the L, the NFL, is running around vaping jewels during the week?
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past him. Remember, the Jets specifically, Mark Sanchez was a cigarette smoker.
Well, Mark Sanchez.
Yoenis Cespedes smokes cigarettes. And those are far worse than jewels, some will tell you. Sammy D might be smoking the jewel with some friends. A little puff, puff, pass.
Quote, Sammy D might be smoking the jewel.
He might be. Yeah. How else do you explain a mono? You think he just went to prom?
Well, look, I don't know. That's why I can't get my head around this. I'm starting to do some research. Is he married yet? I don't think so. I think he has a girlfriend.
Yeah, I don't think he's married. I think he just has a girlfriend.
Does this mean the girlfriend gave him mono? It must, right?
Again, yeah. If it's strictly from kissing, you would think. But in the NFL, who knows what's going on with these players?
But does this mean that his girlfriend is kissing other people and that's she gets the mono and then she gives him the mono?
Or who knows? Maybe his girlfriend has an office job where she's chewing on a pen cap that was chewed on by somebody else or something like that.
God.
I mean, it can be transferred a lot of places, DA.
I'm looking at his personal stats on Wikipedia, seeing if they're married yet. Personal life. Darnold's mother is a phys ed teacher in middle school. His older sister is a college volleyball player at University of Rhode Island. His grandfather was the Marlboro man and a USC athlete.
Oh, it's in his blood.
His grandfather's name, Dick Hammer. This story is outrageous.
It's outrageous.
This is outrageous.
Now, wait a minute.
Sam Darnold has mono, and we think it's because his grandfather, Dick Hammer, passed along a lineage of smoking, and now Darnold is vaping jewels.
Yes. Think about it. Jewels right now, a lot of studies are showing, are causing mono. And suddenly you have the guy whose grandfather, Dick Hammer, was also the Marlboro man. You tell me this isn't in the lineage. Jets are in trouble here. They got the Marlboro man's grandson. He's passing a jewel everywhere he can go, and now his liver and spleen are enlarged.
We had Sam Darnold in this studio right before he was drafted. Did he seem like a jewel guy?
Yes. SoCal, you know, everybody's too cool with the jewel, you know.
Are they?
Yeah, man, look at my jewel. I'm going to go surf. I'm going to USC. I'm a jewel guy. I like the waves. Ooh, I got drafted in New York. Let me bring my jewel with me. You want a piece of my jewel? How about you take this jewel? I got a jewel here. Now I got mono.
Okay, number one, I like how that's your cool California accent. Number two, you want a piece of my jewel? Is that how you share
it? My grandfather was Dick Hammer. He didn't know these jewels would exist. He was the Marlboro man. Now we got jewels.
Yeah. Now we got jewels. This whole thing is ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Ridiculous. 20 years in the AFC East, these three bumbling franchises can't find their way out of a paper bag, and the best hope was Sam Darnold becoming a franchise quarterback, and now the grandson of Dick Hammer has mono.
And it's just the beginning, D.A. This is super contagious. He's patient zero. What Jets are going to get mono? They're sharing water bottles, towels. That's a germ. That's a petri dish, that locker room. This is just the beginning.
Oh, you got to shut it down. You got to get hazmat in there.
Yeah,
you
look out.
Lev Bell's getting an MRI today. The last thing you need is him with Coxsackie and a sore shoulder.
Right, yeah. He thinks he's got a sore shoulder. That's just mono up in that joint.
Wanted a piece of this jewel, man. After practice, let's go behind the wall. I'm going to give you some of that jewel, man. I'm cool. You want to be cool? Come on, Le'Veon. You want to be cool, man?
Does he have like a... like a trench coat, and he opens it up, and there's different jewels hanging on the inside. You can choose your color or flavor. Is it that far along?
All I know, for the next decade in New York, we're run by Danny Dimes and Sammy Jewels. That's what we got going on.
This is so ridiculous. Trevor Siemian is starting this Monday in a really crucial game for the Jets. They're 0-1. They've got the Browns coming in. They got the Patriots after that. They have a bye, and then the Eagles. This is a brutally important game, and Trevor Siemian is your starting quarterback because Sam Darnold Hammer ends up becoming Sammy Jewels. The guy's got the kissing disease. This is outrageous.
Do you think him and Siemian in the preseason were going mano y mano?
Oy.
Yikes.
I am reminded of the Wayne's World clip where Wayne...
I'm sorry, there's a better show in my ear for a second.
Once thought he had mono. Is it possible Sam Darnold was just really bored by Adam Gase's offense, his scheme, and what happened last Sunday against the Bills? He's like, oh, man. Oh, I think I got mono, coach. Been watching so much film against the Bills, just sitting through that entire third quarter, man. It was just brutal. I think I got mono. No, you're just really, really bored from watching game film of the Bills. Antonio Brown, there is the possibility that the NFL suspends Antonio Brown, puts him on the commissioner's exempt list. Now, in the wake of the sexual assault allegations, it's a way out for the NFL. Essentially, the NFL has this after the Ray Rice situation, where if you just want to remove the player from the spotlight and not deal with the week-in, week-out controversy of whether that player should play, whether that player is now the enemy of the state, the public hates him, he's being talked about a million times over, there's video of him doing something heinous and awful, you could just basically say, okay, before anything happens from a criminal standpoint, before the legal system unfolds, we're just going to remove him from the situation, and we take the power out of the team's hands. That way the league office is the bad guy. And the NFL can use this here with Antonio Brown. Number one, I don't think they will. Number two, I don't think they should. And here's why. I think Antonio Brown is erratic. I think what he did in Oakland to shoot his way out of town purposefully, ended up being rewarded by the Patriots, was terrible. Unprofessional, ridiculous, distasteful. But I don't think you can take this accusation so far as to say Antonio Brown should not be allowed to play football. It's possible it's true. It's possible he did all of these things. It is distinctly possible this is not just a money grab. It's distinctly possible that he is a pretty terrible guy, incredibly aggressive, empowered, unpredictable, violent, and did these things. I'm not putting it past him. But just because the accusation is there doesn't mean you should be able to take away everything from him before there's serious investigation and investigative work done. And for Antonio Brown, because of that, I don't think they will. I think they reserve this for when there's an obvious situation with an outcry because, say, a video came forward. Had Antonio Brown hit this woman in an elevator, like Ray Rice? Had Antonio Brown kicked this woman in a hallway, like we had with Kareem Hunt? I think that's where the NFL steps in, removes him from the situation, and then they basically let this thing unfold, not letting him into the fray so that there's a daily what should they do. In this case, without video, without police reports, without anything besides a civil lawsuit, I do not think they will, and I don't think they should, even though I think Antonio Brown and what he did to get out of Oakland was ridiculously unprofessional, pathetic, and deplorable. I think he's going to suit up for the Patriots. And, hey, you know, If he is guilty, that's okay because the Patriots have had Albert Haynesworth and, you know, they employed Aaron Hernandez. So, I mean, compared to Aaron Hernandez, look, you know, Antonio Brown, Boy Scout, right? When we come back here on the show, how could the Browns misidentify the wrong fan that they're going to ban from games? I mean, come on. Come on. DA, CBS Sports Radio, the DA show, CBS Sports Radio, every single day, 9 until noon Eastern time, right here. Did I mention? On the CBS Sports Radio.
Grab a surge protector. You're about to be zapped.
He's a good person. He really is. And I swear I wasn't going to talk about him. He's going to kill me if he listens to this. I hope he doesn't listen.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, let's hope that he is listening to this. Welcome back. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio.
She's a bad girl, Dave.
23 minutes past the hour. The DA with you every single day. And remember that the DA show is available on all of your normal devices that you can listen to us anytime, anywhere. So you can listen to us on your phone using the CBS Sports app or the radio.com app or Apple Music, and you can watch us at watchda.com. So this story is just the most Brown story ever, and it's problematic because the poor guy didn't even do what he's being accused of doing in Sunday's pathetic loss in Cleveland. One of the Tennessee Titans players jumped over the railing in the dog pound, and there was a bearded Browns fan wearing a Baker Mayfield jersey, sunglasses, and a white hat who threw beer in the face of the Titans player. There was a number of Titans defensive players celebrating in the end zone, and one of them jumped over. And this guy throws beer in his face, kind of underhand throws it into his face mask. So the Browns say this is unacceptable behavior. We can't have anybody throwing beer on the players. We're going to find out who it was, and we're going to connect with them. So they found out it was, quote, Eric Smith. And they wanted to tell Eric he was going to be banned from the stadium. The Titans player was Logan Ryan, and Eric Smith was going about his day. He works in Cleveland. He got a call from the Browns' VP of ticket sales. They informed him, you know what? We've identified you as the fan that poured a beer onto Logan Ryan. You're now banned from the stadium. So Eric tweeted about this. During the day, he works in downtown Cleveland. During the weekend and at night, he's a DJ. Eric tweets, I legit just got a phone call from the Browns telling me I've been banned from the stadium for throwing a beer in Logan Ryan's face Sunday. I'm fairly certain I have not been to a Browns game since 2010. He insisted to the man on the line, the VP of ticket sales with the Browns, hey, I wasn't at the stadium. I was DJing a wedding. Pictures of these two guys, the guy in the video throwing the beer and Eric, they don't look alike. Doesn't matter. The Browns are like, nope, sorry, don't believe you. You're done. So if you are the Browns, I understand wanting to make sure your fans aren't rowdy, over the line. I understand this. I get it. But what you need to do is make sure, if you're going to ban somebody from the stadium, just make sure it's the right guy. That would seem to be the baseline on something like this. Cleaning up fan behavior, I get it. But just make sure it's the right guy. Because if this is the wrong guy, and he actually was DJing that day, you've now gone above and beyond to make sure you have PO'd a fan that didn't deserve it. So number one, you are digging into some type of database of contact information about your fans and screwing it up. What does this send a message to the rest of the Browns fans? Yep, they've got all your information, and who knows how they're going to use it. Eric says he drove to go get breakfast in the morning with his family, took his son to the zoo for like an hour and a half, came home to get ready for work. According to my State Farm app, I actually left for work at before 3 o'clock. That'd be during the game. During the playing of the game. He left, so he couldn't have been in the stadium. He wasn't at the game. Eric told them, just send me the footage. I'll let you know. I wasn't at the game. I'll prove it to you. That's not me. And the guy on the other end, the Browns VP, said, oh, well, you're getting defensive. You wouldn't be getting defensive if you were innocent. I mean, good for this guy, the DJ in Cleveland. He hasn't been to a game in 9 years. He's probably not going to start going now. But, you know, Browns, you should be even more appreciative of people that might come to your games, even if it was 10 years ago, and try not to give them reasons not to come to the games. Sam Darnold, out this weekend. Mono. Pat tweets me a picture of Bill Belichick laughing with the caption, Demaryius Thomas was carrying the mono. Jake tweets, maybe his teacher girlfriend collects jewels from students and takes fat rips from them. Lonnie tweets, Sammy D, the jewel. Mraz, you want a piece of my jewel? Has to be a 12DA worst of all time for Christmas. And the epic fail today. Yeah, don't you worry. We're working on it as we speak. Jay God tweets, Gary and Gene are both, in fact, jewel guys. Hashtag Sammy Jewels.
Oh, okay.
Gary and Gene would be Mraz's neighbors that he's expecting a can of jam from here soon. Upside Down Mike tweets, Sam Darnold coming down with mono is so unimpressive. If he got gonorrhea, that would be, unfortunately, an amazing story. William tweets, Sammy D, slamming White Claws and blazing jewels. Yankee Girl tweets, mono can also involve the liver and lead to spleen enlargement. Dangerous in a contact sport. Do they share water bottles or cups during games or practice? You don't want a guy with mono sharing these with a football team. Do we have football players with mono? Has this ever happened, or is this the first known incident of this?
It's the first I can remember, because you would remember, because it's going to cost him multiple games, because this can knock you out for like a month. You can lose weight, and you got to work your way back from it. I mean, it's a mess. So we would remember if somebody had mono.
Like staph infection we've seen before.
Yes. And those are not to be messed with.
Even the flu can go around the locker room. We've seen that before.
Yep.
I don't know if we've ever seen mono go around an NFL locker room.
No, this is nuts. And they'll be lucky that only he has it, the way they all live so closely together in that locker room.
Lonnie tweets, Sammy D might be smoking the jewel a little puff, puff, pass, huh? Mm,
too much passing.
From Mraz, this is the worst news I have ever heard. Jonathan tweets, Darnold needs to eat some more avocado ice cream. Hashtag Brady's health secret. Hashtag how can it happen? Robin the 321 tweets, as a 46-year-old man who had a few girlfriends in his time, I've never once had mono. Even when my high school had a massive outbreak in 91, I still never got it. The cure for mono is take a lap. Hashtag make that too. I don't think that that's actually the cure for this.
Like to run? To keep yourself in shape? To get away from, I mean, Sam Darnold, I would assume, is in pretty good shape, and he's got mono. So
how could this happen?
It makes no sense.
How could it happen? When we come back here on the DA Show, we've got your cut line, the stories that did not make the cut this morning, and your epic fail. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Go, 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 go.
goat.
Now get zapped while the sun is out.
But yo, DA, you're mad cool. Actually, I'm going to have a career in radio broadcasting myself.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, we appreciate that very much around here.
Okay, how long you been on the air, DA?
Long time, longer than you want to know. But every single day, we're on 9 until noon Eastern time, 6 until 9 Pacific, right here on CBS Sports Radio. And Sunday morning football. We've got SMF this weekend. Sunday morning football returns at 10 a.m. Eastern time on Sunday. 10 a.m. until noon every single Sunday right here on CBS Sports Radio. And we break down what happens in college football from a Saturday, immediate reaction to that, and then head into the NFL weekend for Sunday. So that all comes your way. The best 2 hours in radio football land, if you will. Sunday morning football. We've got the vintage sounds, the old school voices, the old school traditional retro music that brings you back to the old school football world. Sunday morning football coming up 10 until noon Eastern time right here on CBS Sports Radio. Now, our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes. You could save 15% or more on car insurance. Nick is next up. He's in Las Vegas. Listen on CBS Sports Radio 1140 there. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, DA, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing good, man. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to kind of get your thoughts on my take on the Browns fan who threw beer.
Yeah.
I just feel like if you're a Titans player blowing out the Browns and you're going to run and jump into the stands and then money, and, you know, your buddies are going to come jump too, I get it. You're celebrating a touchdown. You're stomping them out like it's having fun. But what do you expect from a fan who's watching their favorite team getting destroyed and here you come jumping right into his face screaming and whatnot? So I think that there's definitely some blame on the fan, but there's also a little bit that the players should take too.
If the if the players don't think that they're going to have a hostile situation in that end zone, they're mistaken. You're right. The Titans player should know you're rubbing it in the face of the fans that are not supporting you. You're jumping into their lap. They're not going to be happy about it. I totally agree. The Titans players kind of have to know they're not going into a friendly situation. But what the Browns can't do is make it okay to throw beer on players, because then what's the line? The line is you can throw beer if the players come into your seat, if the players jump over the wall. And where does that end? Does it end, okay, if they're celebrating beneath the wall? Does it sell? Can you do it if they're coming out of the tunnel? If they're celebrating near the tunnel, pregame warmups? You know, it's just, it's one of those slippery slopes that teams and leagues and stadium security have to deal with all of the time. And what you kind of have to have is a zero tolerance policy. The Titans created a bad situation by going into the stands, but you just can't allow fans to feel like they can spill beer on guys, because then, you know, they'll take that and run with it. And you could only imagine in Cleveland, let's just say that this season kind of goes south, which is distinctly possible. Let's say it was an entire offseason of whooping it up, Super Bowl bets, here come the Brownies, we're finally going to be winners, and the Browns start out 2-6. And then suddenly November and December become irrelevant. And December, there's the same 20,000 people that have gone to all these miserable December Browns games again, and they're really angry, and they're really upset, and they've seen fans early in the season dump beer on players, opponents. What you have there is a powder keg. Let's get to the stories that did not make the cut. It is time for your cut line.
These stories were left out by the selection committee. Cut from their high school team. The news that didn't make the show. It's the cut line.
Well, we're just glad to see that there's a couple of trademarks that finally had their end decision. LeBron James can't have Taco Tuesday, and Ohio State can't have the. We good here? Are we all good? Great. Because these were complete wastes of time anyway. I mean, for Ohio State to try to trademark the, we serious? And for LeBron James to try to trademark Taco Tuesday, I mean, come on. Now, neither one of them got it. But LeBron's camp is saying, we just wanted to make sure that we can't be sued when LeBron James uses Taco Tuesday for his viral videos. Was that really the concern? The concern was that there was going to be trademark infringement or a lawsuit because LeBron James was eating tacos with his kids? I don't think so. That seems like a pretty ridiculous concern for Team LeBron to have. Thankfully, sanity restored. Not something we can say oftentimes in 2019. But my favorite part about this is the explanation from the U.S. Trademark and Patent Association. They said, well, we're citing several articles showing that Taco Tuesday is, quote, widely used as a message by various parties to express enthusiasm for tacos by promoting and celebrating them on a dedicated weekday. Yeah, I would say that's kind of self-evident. That's a pretty good way to summarize it. Taco Tuesday is a widely used message to express enthusiasm for tacos by promoting and celebrating them on a dedicated weekday. Yeah, that's the sum of it. Yeah, that's good. Yes.
So sorry, you've been cut.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Tonight, the Bucks and Jameis Winston go back to work. And can Jameis be any better than he was last week against the 49ers? He ends up throwing three picks. They had four turnovers. They were dreadful in the red zone. And he threw two pick sixes. But the whole idea tonight is that Jameis Winston is getting it. Byron Leftwich is calling plays. And that eventually things will turn. But tonight when they go to Carolina, the competition just continues to get tougher because the Carolina Panthers are angry after losing week number one. The Panthers routinely have a very good defense. And for Jameis Winston, how can you ever wait to see if he's going to turn it around? To me, it's officially in the books. He's a bust. You know, file that trademark. Jameis Winston, bust. Year number five? Bruce Arians is your coach? And you still cannot prevent the bevy of turnovers every single week? Jameis Winston never took the art of being a quarterback very seriously. He always had a I'm above that type of coaching or hard-nosed attention to detail. And he hasn't been necessarily helped by his coaching staff. They haven't been great. But Jameis Winston has shown almost no growth over these 5 years. And now there's no excuses if you have Bruce Arians actually helping coach you because Arians has coached some of the best quarterbacks of his generation. So tonight, when the Buccaneers travel to Carolina, I do not expect much different from Jameis Winston.
So sorry, you've been cut.
Thank you. Goodbye.
And earlier this morning, if you cared, maybe you didn't, most people may not have, the U.S. leaving the FIBA World Cup in shambles and embarrassment. Its worst finish in a major international tournament. The U.S. will finish no better than 7th after getting punked by Serbia this morning. I mean, Serbia was pounding them in this game. Serbia ran out to a 25-point lead. The U.S. just got pounded by France. France! And then trailed Serbia by 25 points. The previous worst finish was 6th at the 2002 World Championships. And now they'll be no better than 7th at the World Cup. The 2002 World Championships. Look, the fact is, Team USA used to be good enough to put our B or C team out there and beat international competition. International competition is much better today. And I talked about this for weeks. And Mraz poo-pooed it and said, not a big deal. But I said this. I said, international competition is far better than it's ever been. And if we think we can put out a C-level team, and this was barely that, we're going to lose. And we're going to get embarrassed. And that's exactly what happened. And once they lost to France, they didn't care. Today, they just didn't care. They were like, who cares? We're done. We're not going to be a championship game, so let's mail it in. Which is sad. It really is. So give the keys to the car to LeBron. Let's let LeBron run Olympic 2020. Let's make sure all the stars actually play. And let's finally get back a little Team USA basketball ass kicking.
So sorry, you've been cut.
Thank you. Goodbye.
All right, that is your cut line this morning. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you know what's going to happen in 2020 in August? Where are the Olympics? The Olympics are in Tokyo, is that right?
Yes.
You are going to be the first one at your buddy Jonah's pool, not paying any mind to the USA playing Serbia in any Olympic Games. And here you are sitting there waving the pom-poms, we got to get back to blowouts. You're not going to care in 2020 either. This is just, who cares? We're not going to care then. We didn't care now, but at least it's the Olympics.
I am offended. You would say, I don't care about America.
No, that's not what I said.
Sounds like
that
it.
That is no.
Sounds like it.
I think you don't care about American basketball on an international level.
I have been I'm the only one talking about the FIBA World Cup.
But you didn't watch any of the games.
For 3 weeks.
Me and you watched the same amount of games. None. Andrew Bokish only watched him because he has a stupid iPad here in the morning. And you're not going to watch him come the Olympics.
I wasn't watching because I was worried they were going to lose badly.
Oh, stop it. Get out of here.
Let's get to your epic fail of the morning, boys and girls. And we found out today during the show that Sam Darnold came down with mono and has been ruled out for Monday night against the Browns. It is now out indefinitely. Even after that, Adam Gase won't pinpoint a return but said maybe week number 5. Look at the Jets' schedule. They're already 0-1. They got the Browns on Monday. Then they're in New England. Then a bye. Then they're in Philadelphia. Then the Cowboys and the Patriots. I mean, that feels like 0-6 right there. Oh, the lost season. So Merez and we here on the DA Show had our theories on how Sam Darnold came down with mono. It's your epic fail.
Even the DA Show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Sammy D might be smoking the jewel with some friends. A little puff, puff, pass.
Quote, Sammy D might be smoking the jewel.
He might be. How else do you explain a mono? You think he just went to prom?
Well, look, I don't know. Now you sound like my grandparents.
No, but that's what they're saying.
You know what I'm seeing? The kids in these jewels.
I understand
they're
that.
They're eating Tide Pods. They're smoking the jewels. They got mono. These millennials, they don't know what they're doing.
Here we call it March Madness.
But think about it. You're swapping spit, the sharing of these jewels. Who knows? Maybe Darnold's a jewel guy when he's not around the system. Or the place, the facility.
So your theory is that
I don't know, that
a starting quarterback in the L, in the NFL, the L makes it sound like a really cool league.
Right.
This is just the L. We had Sam Darnold in this studio right before he was drafted. Did he seem like a jewel guy?
Yes. SoCal, you know, everybody's too cool with the jewel, you know?
Right away, I mean, they brought some pressures that we couldn't handle.
Are they?
Yeah, man, look at my jewel. I'm going to go surf. I'm going to USC. I'm a jewel guy.
They've been doing it to everyone.
I like the wave. Ooh, I got drafted in New York. Let me bring my jewel with me. You want a piece of my jewel? How about you take this jewel? I got a jewel here.
We knew that might have been an issue, but...
Now I got mono.
Okay, number one, I like how that's your cool California accent. Number two, you want a piece of my jewel? Is that how you share
my
it?
My grandfather was Dick Hammer. He didn't know these jewels would exist. He was the Marlboro man. Now we got jewels.
You know, it's something special. It's always special to do that.
Yeah, now we got jewels. This whole thing is ridiculous.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
How could it happen? How could it happen that Sam Darnold ends up contracting mononucleosis during the football season? And this will take him out for the foreseeable future. It is just so unfathomable. And that the Jets came into the season with all of this hype and all of these attention and all of this optimism. And now, of all the things, mono. I mean, I'd really like to know, is this jewel related? I don't think it is. I think Mraz is out of left field on that one, but how could it happen? Let me tell you, I'm going to release a column today for CBS Sports about the panic level on 12 teams because, of course, half the league is 0-1. Well, not half the league because we had a stupid tie over the weekend, but there's got to be panic level in half the league right now because there's a lot of teams that lost week one that didn't expect to lose week one or didn't expect to lose like that week one. And I'm going to count down these 12 teams that are in some serious trouble going into week number two already, which is crazy because there's 94% of the season left. 94. And yet, here is the New York Jets at 0-1 already staring like 0-6 in the face if they don't win on Monday night. Now with Trevor Siemian as the head coach. I'm sorry, as the quarterback. Might as well be the head coach because Adam Gase has looked totally lost since becoming head coach. By the way, tomorrow I am in Lexington, Kentucky for a Friday day, a Friday show, but we are still on it and we're still on the simulcast, so be here as I'll be down in the Bluegrass State for a wedding of one of the Bourbon Bell's best friends, so I'm excited about that. Broadcasting live from Lexington, Kentucky tomorrow. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer of the DA Show. Thanks to Billy Jagalone on the Wheels of Steel. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan at WatchDA.com. I'm sorry, Sam Rubinoff today. And thanks to Andrew Bogish on your headlines. Be good and be good to one another. We'll see you tomorrow. The Mothership disconnects.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.